I first gave a talk on this many, many years ago. That was back when I can recall Reagan was the president at that time, so that must have been way back when that was given, because the people who attended it were very much complaining about what he had policy as the nation, because the people in the group who was sent to me were people from the United States. I was in Thailand, and the meeting took place in Thailand. And WHO arranged it, and arranged the meeting, and arranged the people. And what they sent were the deans of all public health schools, or the most of them, certainly the major ones, I think all of them, were sent to Thailand. And that the WHO had in mind that they would be meeting with me too. So I had to give a lecture or give a presentation to that meeting, to all the U.S. deans of schools of public health, who are graduate schools. And many of the questions were based on payment, because they were so much involved in that. When we come back to questions, but I said the global, and that was the first time where I had events, because my talk was, the word was, what's the global public, and how do we identify how to set things. That was so many years ago that I must be hung up on this word global for much of my life, and I'm not about to leave it. And when I got involved in, because of that key word global, but it had to link with global, and that came in that global is better to start with, simply because people can understand what's local, but they can't understand it's global. So putting those two terms together in one word, we just have to say, okay, we can present this linked with what everybody understands, most people understand. I can't say everybody on Earth, so I better say most people. And or a big percent of people, if we can't claim that's more than 50%. And which I do feel has a strong potential for being understood once we clearly identify what's the relation between global and local. That would have been useful at that time, but my word was only global. It was not linking global and local. And the people who came, who represented public health in the United States, were mostly thinking about the nation. That raises the question, is the nation local? I don't think we had better include nations as local. They have quite a different emphasis for a reason for existence. And the borders are probably going to be changing rather rapidly, perhaps. Like the EU is an example. There's many nations within the EU, but right now it's being organized that the group will move as a group. So that's going to be probably within a few years. There will be a lot of things to do. They have a lot of problems to deal with, but their problems are moving towards a global direction. So this is the EU policy, and not the policy of France or Germany or Greece and so forth. One of their immediate problems right now is what's going to be the EU unit of currency, and whose currency, and when it comes to medium of exchange, I think medium of exchange is a much better word. what medium of exchange do we use for Europe? Well, they've proposed the euro, and they're working very hard on saying euro is going to be the unit of currency. And that is being matched with another widely used unit of currency at this time. At this time, it's being compared closely with the U.S. dollar. China is coming very strong with their own unit of currency. There's going to be a big fight of units of currency. And then we find that Japan, there is a current ruler of Japan who has a strong feeling of having a contest with China. And what China comes up with, what Japan is going to come, something that competes with it. There's all this feeling of competition. And there can be no feeling of competition in the world global. It all has to be only cooperation.